So years ago, I was living in Prague, and as the end of October approached, I wanted to do something for Halloween. Now, Halloween isn't celebrated in Central Europe, but November 1st is, and that's All Souls Day. But it's a somber family event where families go back to the graveyards where their loved ones are buried, and they clean the gravestones, set out candles, but it's not Halloween. And I wanted Halloween. But I had this idea. In neighboring Slovakia, there is an infamous castle, the Castle of Elizabeth Báthory. Now, you may not know the name Elizabeth Báthory, but you know her story, at least in part. She was a 16th century Hungarian countess who believed, as rumor had it, she believed that bathing in blood would keep her young. And she is, in fact, one of two historical figures that Bram Stoker based Dracula on. So she had lived out in this castle in Slovakia, and she's also in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most prolific female serial killer. So she was estimated to have killed between 80 and 650 people. So this seemed like a great Halloween destination for a road trip. So I asked a friend of mine, Gretchen, who was adventurous but sensible, if she wanted to go on this road trip with me, and she was good with it. So we were driving out there, and this was before internet and GPS. We're navigating there by paper maps. And we got to the village of Chatice, which was the little village at the base of the castle. And it wasn't clear from being in the center of this town where the castle was. I mean, there was forest and hills and mountains. And we were asking the adults in the village, "Gde je hrad? Where is the castle?" And they were not having it. They were not telling us where the castle was. Like, the post office is down the street. There's a restaurant in town. No directions. But there were little kids who were listening to, like, the two foreigners asking about the castle, and they lit up. They were like, "We'll signaling to us, follow us, we'll show you where the castle is." So they were on bikes, and we were following them by car, kind of out of town to the forest, and there was this unmarked dirt road leading into the forest, and they were, you know, pointing, "Tariarad, the castle's up there." So yeah, of course we drive up this unmarked road, winding back and forth up to the top of the mountain. And we get to the top of the mountain, and there it is, the castle. And it's beautiful. It's lovely. This is not what I wanted. I mean, it's a ruins of a castle overlooking like this rolling countryside and the little town below and blue skies and the trees are turning colors. It looks like a postcard. But this is not what I wanted for Halloween. So, you know, it's hard to conjure up scary stories up there when it's so beautiful. So we spent a little time up there and then kind of left, and we went hiking, visited some other villages, and we were having dinner in one of the villages nearby, and something was just bothering me. And during dinner, I asked Gretchen, like, "Before we head back to Prague, can we just stop by the castle again so we see it at night?" And Gretchen, you know, she's adventurous and sensible. She's like, "Yeah, it's on our way back to Prague." So I'm like, "Yeah." But it was getting dark, and fog was setting in. But as we approached Chatice, the little town, I saw something that I didn't see during daylight. You could see how large the cemetery was of this little town. And you could see, because you could see the little flickering candlelights where people had left candles at the graves of their loved ones. And it wasn't just that it was a huge cemetery. It was like huge on both sides of the road. I had never seen that in villages or towns around this area. So already we're thinking like, "Duh, this is odd." We drove through town, it's dark now, And we're trying to find this road, this unmarked road into the forest. And I know, you know, we're driving back and forth. There was no landmarks to look for, no signs. And we found a road into the forest. And I know, if this were a horror movie, you'd be screaming, "Don't do it!" But, you know, I'm with my adventurous, sensible friend Gretchen, and we're going to go to the top of this mountain. But at this point, we don't know if this is the right road. I'm not sure this is the right mountain, much less the right road, but we start driving up it. And as we're ascending this mountain, the fog is getting thicker and thicker, like weirdly thick. So much so, I have to open the driver's side door to look to see where the road is so we don't drive off the mountain. And I'm like, "Oh, this is bad news, and we really should turn around," but there just was no room on this road to turn around. So we're inching our way up this mountain, and eventually the road levels out, and there's the castle rising up out of this fog and glowing in the moonlight. So this is checking all the boxes for Halloween atmosphere. But it didn't look like the castle we'd been at a few hours earlier. It seemed enormous. It was the same castle, but it was huge, and it was completely disconnected from anything around it because of this thick fog. And there was no stopping all of the images of what had happened there. There was no way you could escape thinking, like, how many people died up there, the terrible things that happened up there. And we're walking around a little bit, and we go over to look to see the little town at the bottom of the hill, and thinking, how was it that so many terrible things happened up here, and no one in that village noticed? And as we were peering down at that little town, it occurred to me that we couldn't hear anything. No dogs barking, no cars, nothing. And Gretchen and I were talking, like, well, maybe the fog muffled the sound up here. Maybe the wind blew the sound in a different direction. And we were kind of like batting about these ideas. And then it occurred to me, there's no sound up here either. There's no crickets, no sound of the wind, no leaves in the trees. It wasn't just quiet. It was dead silent. And that's when it seemed like something changed in the air, like the air was sucked out of the air, and I froze. My heart was racing, the hairs stood up on the back of my neck, and I felt sick, just sick and empty. And I looked at Gretchen, and her eyes were huge, and she was pale, and she ran to the car. But I couldn't move. I just saw her running to the car, and I was thinking, Gretchen, I've got the keys, and you don't even know how to drive a stick shift. But I couldn't say anything. I was frozen there. And on the continuum of fight or flight or freeze, I was always the fighting type. I had never been known to freeze, but here I was, totally unable any kind of movement. Gretchen got to the car and saw that I wasn't moving and came back and grabbed me. And all I'm thinking is, don't look back, don't look back, don't look back. We got to the car and I was shaking, and we tore off that mountaintop like steep mountain drop be damned, like, we're getting off this mountain as fast as possible. We got back to Prague in maybe less than an hour, and I was just terrified. And that night has always haunted me. Every time I think about it, I wonder, what was it that made me freeze like that? And I also thought, I wondered what would I have seen if I had turned around before I got into the car, if I had looked back at that castle. Would I have seen the ghost of the Blood Countess? Would I have seen the spirits of the people who died there? Would I have seen, like, soul-sucking dementors? Would I have seen the portal to hell? I don't know, and I hope I never find out. Thanks.